to be sure and subscribe to our YouTube channel if you've not already. Also, to get alerts when a new video is available, be sure to click the bell, and that way you'll be able to be up to date on all the stuff that we have going on. Got a few announcements I want to give you before we get started in tonight's lesson. This month, we're taking up a special offering for Sox Place. It's located in Denver, Colorado. If you'd like to give, we'll post a link in the description, and you can give that way, or you may drop a check in the offering plate at the end of service each Sunday. Just put Sox Place in the memo, and we'll make sure that it gets where it needs to go. Also, be sure this Sunday to join us, either in person or here live on YouTube. We're continuing a series called Renew. We want you to be a part of us. We start each Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Also, mark your calendars for a fantastic event that's coming up on August 29th. We're hosting our first family fishing derby, and it's going to start at 9 a.m. We're going to have prizes. This event is fully stocked and endorsed by the Arkansas Game and Fish. You don't want to miss this event. Make plans to join us and be with us. Just been a great week, and looking forward to some things that are coming up. We'll let you know more about what's happening. But today, let's continue in this Bible study that we've been talking about. This is our sixth week, and it's the last week of this Bible study. And last week, if you remember, it kind of ended in a pretty dark place, and Israel had just fought a bloody civil war that came about over a terrible act that took place. And some of you may have wondered, you know, where is God in all of this? What does this have to do with Jesus? And if so, I just want to say, don't worry. Those are good questions to ask whenever you read Scripture. It's important that we ask some questions. You know, it's important that we are curious about things. The great British preacher Charles Spurgeon, maybe you've heard of him, he had an intern preach one day at his church, and the intern preached from the book of Ezekiel. And afterward, the intern asked how the sermon went. Spurgeon told him that he did a fine job, but had made one major mistake. The young preacher asked, well, what was it? There was no Christ in your message, son, is what Spurgeon said to him. We preach Christ here at New Park Street Church. The intern was shocked. But sir, he replied, I was preaching from the book of Ezekiel. Spurgeon responded, son, until you can find Christ in Ezekiel, you will not share my pulpit again. That's some pretty strong words. But I believe that we could find Christ in anything. Today we're going to look at a passage where we see Jesus, and not just in a figurative or metaphorical sense, but in a very literal way. And we'll see what the book of Judges teaches us about the Trinity. I believe this is something that's very important that we need to make a part of our life, is that we make not just God and Jesus, but also the Holy Spirit a part of our daily life. But it's important that we understand that God is present throughout all of Scripture. God has always been there. He'll always be there. We just have to sometimes look for him. Even in a very dark book like Judges, God is present. So the story I want to finish this series with is found in chapter 6, and it's the story that we kind of passed over when we looked at Gideon. It's the story of his call to be a judge in Israel, and I want to read this story. It's found in Judges chapter 6, and I want to begin reading at verse 11. So if you got your Bibles with you, go ahead and turn to Judges chapter 6, and we'll start reading at verse 11, and I'm going to read through verse 28. Here we go. The angel of the Lord came and sat down under the oak in Ophrah that belonged to Joash the Abiezrite, where his son Gideon was threshing wheat in a winepress to keep it from the Midianites. When the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior." "Pardon me, my lord," Gideon replied, "but if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us? Where are all his wonders that our ancestors told us about when they said, 'Did not the Lord bring us up out of Egypt?' But now the Lord has abandoned us and given us into the hand of Midian." The Lord turned to him and said, "Go in the strength that have and that you have, go in the strength you have, excuse me, and save Israel out of Midian's hand. Am I not sending you? Pardon me, my lord, Gideon replied, but how can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my family. Is it? Can anybody ever understand what Gideon's coming from? Have you ever felt like you were the least of your family? The Lord answered, I will be with you, and you will strike down all the Midianites, leaving none alive. Gideon replied, if now I have found favor in your eyes, give me a sign that it is really you talking to me. Please do not go away until I come back and bring my offering and set it before you. And the Lord said, I will wait until you return. Gideon went inside, prepared a young goat, and from an ephah of flour, he made bread without yeast. Putting the meat in a basket and its broth in a pot, he brought them out and offered them to him under the oak. The angel of God said to him, take the meat and the unleavened bread, place them on this rock, and pour out the broth. And Gideon did so. Then the angel of the Lord touched the meat and the unleavened bread with the tip of the staff that was in his hand. Fire flared from the rock, consuming the meat and the bread, and the angel of the Lord disappeared. When Gideon realized that it was the angel of the Lord, he exclaimed, alas, sovereign Lord, I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face. Boy, that would be a pretty amazing sight, wouldn't it, is to have a look at the angel of the Lord. But the Lord said to him, peace, do not be afraid, you are not going to die. We're going to talk about this statement here in just a moment. So Gideon built an altar to the Lord there and called it, the Lord is peace. To this day, it stands in Ophrah of the Abiezrites. That same night, the Lord said to him, take the second bull from your father's herd, the one 7 years old. Tear down your father's altar to Baal and cut down the Asherah pole beside it. Then build a proper kind of altar to the Lord your God on the top of this height. Using the wood of the Asherah pole that you cut down, offer the second bull as a burnt offering. So Gideon took 10 of his servants and did as the Lord told him. But because he was afraid of his family and the townspeople, he did it at night rather than in the daytime. In the morning when the people of the Lord got up, there was Baal's altar, demolished with Asherah pole beside it cut down, and the second bull sacrificed on the newly built altar. That must have been some sight for them to have seen this happen. They were very surprised. You know, if you think about this, Gideon has a long interaction with a character referred to as the angel of the Lord. Now, this is a character who shows up throughout the Old Testament. For example, we hear about him in Genesis chapter 18 and Exodus 3, Judges 13 during the birth of Samson. And so, who is this angel of the Lord? Well, first, you have to consider his appearance. He doesn't seem to have the appearance of the other angels that we encounter elsewhere in Scripture, like the angels who appear to the shepherds and proclaim that fear not. You know, that's in Luke chapter 2, verse 10, or any of the angels that John sees in Revelation chapter 10, for example. And it's not until verse 22 when the angel vanishes that Gideon realizes the extent of the angel's otherness. Another thing to consider is the name of this angel. Is it the angel of the Lord or the Lord himself speaking? In Gideon's interaction in Judges chapter 6, we read both the angel said and the Lord said. In verse 14, the heavenly guest is identified as the Lord himself, who was sending Gideon as Israel's deliverer. The strength Gideon possessed was the promise of the Lord's presence with him. God's presence is appearing in response to his people's cries. As Gideon is wrestling with this call, he understandably wants to know for sure who is calling him. He asks for a sign and prepares an offering for God, and it is at this point that the angel of the Lord disappears. Gideon instantly recognizes that it was not an angel, but God, and proclaims, "Alas, O Lord God, for now I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face." To which God, and maybe of us might be confused about this, but he responds. This is how God responds. "Peace be to you. Do not fear. You shall not die." Now, if you remember, some of you, if you've read scriptures, the face of an angel does not bring death, but the face of God does. In Exodus 33, verse 20, God says to Moses, "You cannot see my face, for no one may see me and live." What is the proper response to an encounter with God other than to worship him? And that's what Gideon proceeds to do. He builds an altar to God, he offers sacrifices to him, and he tears down the altar to the false god of Baal. You know, tonight, I want you to just take a moment, and I want you to reflect on one of the most darkest times in your life, whatever that may be. Maybe it's the stuff that we've been going through right now. Maybe you've just been having a hard time going through this. But what was the encounter with Jesus like during that time? Did he enter your dark world and bring his love to you? I mean, you know, because that's who Jesus is. I mean, he enters our moments of darkness and he brings us into the light. But we see that happening here in the book of Judges. God's presence right at the heart of Judges. He's visiting his people during one of the darkest moments of their history. God's concern for his people is always there. From the beginning, his desire has been to see his people in a right relationship with him, at peace with God and one another. No matter how dark things may be in your life, I want you to know that God is still present. God never leaves you. He never goes away. He's always there. You know, John began his gospel with these words in chapter 1. So John chapter 1, the first five verses are this. He says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." You see, God was working all along to protect, to deliver, to bring peace to the people of God. Even in the very darkest of times, he was present. And that's still true today. God sent Jesus, his son, to be the light of the world. That no matter how dark this world may get, no matter how things happen all around us, no matter how it is, God is still there. And all you have to do is call on Jesus, and he will be there during your time of need. That's the great thing about the Father, is that he loves us, he cares for us, he wants what's best for us. Let's pray. God, I just thank you for allowing us to be here. For those that are watching from home, God, or wherever they may be, God, I pray that your light would shine, that your love would go in and fill their rooms, fill their houses, God. I pray that you would touch them, be with them, God. I pray that you move on them in a mighty way, God. God, I pray for your power and your strength to rest in every person's heart and life, God. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory, God. Let your light shine in our lives. God, we give you praise and glory. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Next Wednesday, we're going to be starting a new Wednesday night Bible study on the book of Daniel. It's going to be an 8-week series. We're going to explore these key themes from the book of Daniel. Things like the sovereignty of God, the importance of faithfulness in the world, and God's redemptive plan for his people. When we focus primarily on the life of Daniel, we gain a powerful picture of a faithful person and his challenges living in a hostile culture. You do not want to miss this new series. We'll be covering it for 8 weeks, each Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. live here on YouTube. Also, be sure to check out the questions for tonight's Bible study in the description below. We hope to see you this Sunday in person. Or if you can't join us in person, then be here live on YouTube. Service begins at 10:30 a.m. Have a great rest of the week, and looking forward to seeing you this weekend. Y'all have a great night. done?